Gentlemen, we'll go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities for the 59th annual Food City 500 here at Bristol Motor Speedway. We're joined now by our race-winning owner, Coach Joe Gibbs, and our race-winning crew chief, Adam Stevens. Gentlemen, congratulations on the win today. Coach, that got pretty exciting. Tell us your thoughts on today's win.
Well, I just admire Adam and the team and Kyle because, as everybody knows, we had to overcome a lot today, and I think Adam can kind of talk about the car at the end, but I that early spin, you kind of look at that and say, oh, my gosh, you know, our day's going to end early. But I think with Adam and Kyle, they have a way of fighting through adversity, doing a great job. Adam made a lot of – and he told Kyle right off the bat, hey, the car's not really hurt, you know. And I'm not – I think it probably took something away from the car, but they just did a great job fighting all day. I think, obviously, the caution at the end there really helped us. And I think, you know, we were a short-run type car at the end. It just shows you how hard Bristol is. We had so many things happen to our cars today. We had loose wheels with Martin. We had loose wheels with Eric. Denny just, you know, got obviously we speeding on pit road. A lot can happen at this racetrack. It's very hard to win here, and so it's a thrill for us. For Coy, we had our whole family here. We had, I say our whole family, we had Jackson and Miller, two grandsons here. And Coy, obviously, for our family, everybody's excited. And obviously, for Mars, it's a huge deal for Skittles. It's a huge deal for Norm at Interstate. And obviously, for Toyota, it's a big deal for us.
Thank you, Coach. Adam? Three wins now for you guys on the season. Headed to a track that you swept both races last year. You guys are in a pretty good spot right now, huh?
Yeah, you know, we've been pretty, what's the word here, close all year. This was probably about the worst car I gave them to go race with this year. This new tire combination and aero package just threw off our old setup, and we didn't make a lot of headway in practice, and we weren't as good as we hoped to be, but, you know, we got some good tracks coming up, and hopefully we can get back on our horse and give him something he can race with a little closer next week.
Thank you. We'll open it up to questions now. We'll go start right up front here with Jenna, then we'll go to Caleb.
Jennifer, AP. Adam, the final decision to go out and take the lead, was it a no-brainer for you? What was your thinking in that process?
I mean, it was a no-brainer for us. It took us so long to fire on tires, but beyond that, there was a quick caution after our last stop, I think the back six or seven came with about 20 laps on tires or something. So they had no reason to pit, and if we gave them the lead, they were just going to take it. And I didn't see us restarting behind those guys and behind the two that were already in front of us and being able to finish any closer to the front than what we already were. So, you know, we were just going to take our chances, and I didn't think that we would inherit the lead. I thought maybe one of them would come, but they both came, so that made it a little bit easier on us.
We'll continue over here to the left to Caleb, and then we'll go to Jacob.
Caleb Whistler kicking the tires on that for Coach and Adam. How do you keep this team from becoming complacent over the next few weeks as the play, so you guys can get more wins and playoff points with three wins already this season?
Well, I don't see Kyle or Adam being complacent. I really don't. I think they're driven. And I think our playoff system, the way it is right now, I got to tell you, I think it's great that we have segment racing. Those points can carry over. And if you are really after it like they are, then you could wind up with enough points. That's the goal, wind up with enough points that it really can carry you into the playoffs. And so it's a big deal for us. And, you know, I think our guys – they'll continue to fight. Everybody knows how competitive it is up here. It's hard to win. Each one of these you really cherish. And so I think the point thing is huge for our racing now that we have segment racing, and I think it keeps everybody up on the wheel.
I mean, I echo what he said, but I don't think complacency is in my vocabulary or Kyle's vocabulary or anybody on this team that I've hired. I can tell you that, you know, if there's a trophy and a checkered flag and we're working 80 or 90 hours a week and away from our families for 3 or 4 days a week, you know, we don't come out here to ride around. We get paid to win, and Coach gives us the equipment to win, and we have Kyle Busch driving our car, and that's what we intend to do.
Well, before we go to Jacob, Adam, just one stat I meant to share with you and Coach earlier. During the broadcast, I know you're a little busy, you probably didn't get to hear it, but during the broadcast they mentioned that Kyle Busch with a top 10 finish today is the first driver in 27 years to start the season with a top 10 finish in the first eight races.
That's great. Yeah, that's pretty cool. One of the pre-race shows or when they were interviewing Kyle, I heard them mention that. So I thought that was pretty neat. Anytime Kyle can scratch his name down in the record book, he likes to do that for sure. And, you know, it's just a testament to the preparation and execution of the whole team and, you know, a little bit of luck too. You know, anything can go wrong and take you out of a race or, you know, we sped on pit road and that could have easily been a last stop instead of a mid race or, you know, early race stop or any one little thing can happen. You know, that streak will come to an end, hopefully not next week, but, you know, it definitely will at some point.
We'll stay over here to the left of Jacob, then to Lee.
Jacob Simmons, Speed Sport Magazine. Now I've got one for each of you. First, for Adam, I think we know how Kyle can be on the radio sometimes. After the lap one incident, how tough was it, or was it that difficult to be able to keep him calm with the damage, with having to go back and knowing that that could have set you back all day?
No, it wasn't tough at all. He was fine on the radio today. And in general, I can probably only think of one or two times that that wasn't the case. You know, like I said, he's no different than the rest of us. He came here to win, and sometimes those circumstances, you know, can change that situation. But that particular circumstance just cost us some track position. Thankfully, we didn't take a shot to a wheel or to the axle or to something that was going to do some serious damage. I don't think it impacted our day too poorly other than having to go to the back. So, you know, this race, it always comes down. I don't know what it is about this spring race at Bristol, but tear a lot of stuff up here. A lot of people make a lot of mistakes, and you always – sometimes you end up with a winner that you didn't expect, and I would say that today was no different.
And for Coach, obviously we saw Kyle get to 200 a few weeks ago. Today he ties Lee Petty for 10th on the Cup Series win list. Does he just continue to keep impressing you as he racks up numbers like this and just, you know, keeps, I don't want to say defying everything that's put in his way, but keeps doing what he does?
Well, I think we've kind of talked about this because he's been got off to such a good start. The 200 wins, he has a way about him. He does not get complacent at any time. He gets mad. I think Friday he was upset some, and I normally call him and talk to him, and I try and stay as far away from him as I can because he will vent to me too, and I get called some names from time to time, but I just think his competitive spirit, you know, he's one of those athletes that when he's around the racetrack and things don't go well, he gets upset, and I think it's because it means a lot to him, and then I think you see that show up on race day. So his competitive spirit is, I think, something that, you know, we kind of all admire and we're kind of used to. And I think it says a lot about his competitive spirit. I already mentioned Jackson and Miller, my two grand boys, were here with their buddies in the back. It was their responsibility, the race today, so we're in good shape. I tried to get them over there at the Monster Girls, but to be quite truthful, they said they're out of our league.
We're going to go right up front here to Lee, then we're going to go back to Jenna, then Davey, then Bob.
Damn, Coach, I don't know how to how to follow that up. Adam, what would you attribute to the so many loose wheels today? Just kind of wondering if you have any idea what was going on there.
Generally, you see a little bit more of that on the concrete tracks. There's a lot of grip, and it's hard on the wheels, and it's you're loading and unloading a lot here. But beyond that, you know, that there's a lot more high-frequency vibration that probably tends to shake some things loose. But if you get them tight, they don't come loose, you know. So I don't know if guys are just in a hurry trying to make up track position because it's so hard to pass. But that's about all I can tell you.
And you know, now you got Gabe Hart as one of the Cup crew chiefs, and he's every bit as intense as you are. And I'm just kind of wondering, your greatest competition may be under your own roof again. How do you, you know, how do you handle that?
It's been that way for years, it seems like. You know, trading paint with our teammates and sharing notes all at the same time. So it's not something that we haven't done before, and we'll continue to.
We're now joined by our race-winning driver, Kyle Busch. Congratulations, Kyle. We're going to keep going with the questions here. We're going to go right up front here to Jenna.
Congratulations, Kyle, but I was queued up for Joe. And I have two different topics for you. Kyle, this is a strange weekend in that the industry sort of honored Darrell Waltrip, who's the winningest driver here. And a Penske car maybe wins this race if circumstances don't go this way. And Kyle comes out this winner. As the winner, and he's the active, you know, this whole mystical storyline, because Kyle wins everything these days. Are you feeling yet that this might be part of something magical?
That's for me?
Yes.
I just think, I think you never get complacent in pro sports. I mean, certainly we don't, I know around our place, because you can, you know, it's so hard to stay up there. That's the hardest thing in pro sports. It was the hardest thing in the NFL. It's the hardest thing over here. These race teams here are the most competitive racing teams in the world, and they come bouncing back. And so I don't think you can afford to get, you know, complacent. And I think our group, I know they're going to work hard. And I appreciate everybody back at the race shop. I think Kyle and Adam will both tell you we got a bunch of people there who are super competitive, working extremely hard. We try and put the banners up on Tuesdays and on Mondays and honor them and get them in there. But I think our whole team and everything, you win with your people, and I think we got great people. And so I really appreciate that. The Lord's blessed us with a bunch of great guys, and they're very competitive and very smart. So I think we got that going for ourselves. But I think this thing runs in, you know, in cycles. Kyle's kind of defied things because he's won so much. And hopefully we can keep that going.
And then unrelated, Eric Jones has mentioned several times this week he's working on an extension. I was wondering if you could comment at all on that and sort of where that puts Christopher Bell.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, you don't comment much on the future, other than to say Christopher's got a place with us and long-term, and so does Eric. So that's our goal, and that's what we'll keep working on. It's great to have young people coming and young talent, so it's very important for us. We all know that.
We're going to go to the left to Davey, then up front to our correction, up to the press box. Davey?
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I heard you come over the radio after Kyle sustained the damage and said it actually might help you guys. In that moment, were you very calm and saying, okay, we can make this up, we got a lot of time, and did it actually help you guys in the long run?
I don't recall saying that, but the way that we received the damage, we got hit pretty square on the bumper cover, and it kind of shoved it up and forward. So that would not be an aero detriment, but the right rear quarter panel was pretty loose, so we could have lost some side force there. And overall, it could have changed the balance in the car in an unfavorable way. But, you know, if we were off after the damage, it was because we weren't very good. I don't think it was because of the damage.
We'll go to the press box now.
Yeah, this is Jeff Birchfield, John C. Press. Kyle, I know you've been answering a lot of these type questions lately, but what does it mean to Ty Lee Petty move one win behind Rusty Wallace on the all-time wins list?
Well, it's... I'll say it again. I've said it a few times, but it's pretty cool to continue to just have the opportunity to go out there and win these races. And when you win these races, the numbers will just continue to add up. And the addition of that and getting to Lee Petty, I mean, you're starting to get into some really heavy company that's at the top 10 of the all-time wins list of our series and of our sport. You know, I feel as though I've just done my fair share and have been with some amazing people over the years that have gotten me to this number thus far, and we'll just keep going.
We'll continue down here with questions for our race winning team. If you raise your hand, we'll go right here to Jerry Jordan, please.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Following the race, we're talking to Kurt, and he said that he had told you he was going to wreck you if he could have got to you. What was your reaction to that, and where did he tell you that at?
He told me in Victory Lane, and I told him, I was like, you can't tell people that you're going to wreck them before you do it, because when roles are reversed, that person's going to wreck you because you've already told them that you were going to wreck them. So I guess if I'm ever running second to Kurt, I'm going to wreck him. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I'm glad it didn't turn out that way, and he couldn't get to me because I certainly wouldn't want to have been in that situation. So I'm just glad that I could finally hit my marks halfway decent and drive away a few more inches there towards the end of the race. And I think he was trying really, really hard, and I seen him get kind of crossed up in my mirror a couple times off of two, and I think he got in the fence once or twice. So that just gave me that little extra gap that I needed to be able to bring it home. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Additional questions for our race winning team. We'll go back up front here to Lee and then back to Jacob.
Champ, was the Crimea River comment directed at your brother?
No. I didn't even know. Huh? Why would it be at him? No. No. Okay.
What was it in regards to?
Come on. Anybody else?
We're going to go right up
front. No, do you have, like, does anybody else know? Nobody? Oh, my God. Haters, come on, really? Oh, okay. What was the comment? While I was coming to the checker flag, I was like, cry me a river, and I didn't say the word haters because I wanted to make it to where I didn't have to say the word, but apparently I had to say the word because nobody understood what the hell it meant. It wouldn't have been directed at Kurt. He didn't say what he said until after the race. Now I can tell him cry me a river.
All right, we're going to go right here to Nate, then Jacob.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Adam, Kyle said in Victory Lane that he feels as if, even though you guys have three wins, Penske still might be the championship favorite. So, what's your take on that? It seemed like they had really good short run speed today, and is that kind of where the battle is right now, benchmarking yourself against the 2 and the 22?
I would hesitate to pick who's best right now. I mean, they had us covered today. We weren't very good, like I've said a dozen times already. But, you know, I don't think being fast in the first seven or eight races of the year really means that you're going to go to Homestead and wear everybody out. But certainly their program is in a good spot, and I think we're in a good spot. I think if we do our jobs and we hit it right, that we can run with anybody. And I don't expect that'll be different when we get down to the playoffs.
We'll go to the left over here to Jacob again.
Yeah, Jacob Zimmerman, Speed Sport Magazine. Kyle, so in races where you've finished with your brother 1-2, you're 2-0 against him now. Is that fun to be able to race Kurt for a win down the stretch like that? I mean, what's going through your mind in a situation like that in the closing laps?
I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. You're just focused on trying to get away. You know, we had a way better long run car today than we did short run car. So I knew if I could just get some gap, get some space, I'd probably use up a little bit of that in the first three laps. I'd probably use up a little bit of that gap for about the next five, and then I was hoping that, you know, we'd start to stretch back out. With the amount of laps we had on our tires, you would think that we were kind of in long run mode with how far we'd gone on tires, but when you fire back off on restarts, that, you know, that's, you're kind of back earlier than mid run, I'd say, just with air pressure buildups and everything else. So you're just playing it out and just trying to run hard. And, you know, again, regardless of who's behind you, that's what you're trying to do. But to see him in my mirror and to see him closing in on me, I was like, surely I can't lose this one to my brother. But, you know, he gave it one hell of a fight. And what's crazy is I think I won the spring race last year, right? Mm-hmm. And then he won the fall race, and then I won the spring race. So it's three in a row for the Bush brothers here. So, right? It's four because I won the previous fall. Hell yeah. That's pretty funny. I didn't know that. Good one, Jenna. And then they do, yeah. Bush and Bristol. It sounds familiar. But yeah, I mean, just a great show. And they weren't very good in practice this week. So this weekend, and I didn't expect them to be there where they were. But time and time again, they ceased to impress this year. So they're running good.
Any additional questions for our race winning team? All righty, gentlemen, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week in Richmond.
Right. Thank you.